Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by a very happy Greencastle manager following their victory last night in the Buncrana Cup in McGinn Park. Doing the double, Pat McLaughlin, no doubt about it, you're very happy this Sunday.
I'm delighted, Parry. One end of the season, like even the last two games, you know, I feel very rather in it, so forgive me. Clinching the league in the last minute of the game, and then the game going to penalties last night, like what a game, what a way to finish the season, you know, for all the hard work everybody put on, you know, what a reward.
Yeah, obviously.
And led for everybody involved.
Obviously the game went to extra time, but I suppose reflecting back on yesterday's game, a good crowd at McGinn Park. You've played the week beforehand, obviously, and you've won the league as well. So coming into this game, confidence was high for your side.
Yeah, we felt like we had won it yesterday, but like we knew Glengarry was going to be tough. You know, there's nothing. Seeing the top four on the show now, there's nothing between Glengarry, Ayla, Buncrana Hearts and Greencastle, there's nothing on it. Four top teams, and there's a lot of bite there, a lot of need. You know, and like, them games are tough. And they're good too, like, you know, and there's good banter between the two teams, and of course everybody wants to win. And we came out on top yesterday, which was like, I'm telling you, this is going to be a lottery. And Jason McKellen was our hero yesterday, our keeper. Outstanding yesterday, and it was end-to-end stuff. Just chatting with neutrals after the game, so it was a great game of football to watch too. Like, and even the game before that, Glengarry for us to win the league, it was a great game of football in Chapel Lane, and that's what football's all about.
Yeah. So, and talk us through yesterday's game as well. I suppose it was each side knew each other really, really well. How did it pan out? You know, from the point of view, Glengarry went ahead, just came back. He's kept chipping away. He's got the goal towards the end as well to bring it to extra time.
Yeah, like, you know, what'd you say? You know, the first half it was unbelievable game of football. It was just the goals even Glengarry got were brilliant, unbelievable goals. And you know, Jim McCormick, another great strike, hit off the post, bounced off the keeper back of the net. And Jack Coyle penalty, just brilliant, you know. And first half was a great game of football. Second half was a dogged affair. You know, I thought we were the better team in the second half. Extra time, maybe Glengarry, maybe the better team. And it just went to penalties. And as I said earlier on, penalties is a lottery. And we won on penalties. Our keeper was outstanding yesterday, and the boys took brilliant penalties. Michael Barrett won it in penalties, unbelievable. You know, the club at underage level, and probably one of the best centre halves in Donegal, not Ulster. And I'm delighted for all them boys involved, Nigel, James Henry. And then we've a good batch of young boys coming on there now, me Shane, Shimmy and Nathan Harkin. Great fellas. I could kill them sometimes, but they're good fellas. So and they're a great bunch of boys to work with, you know, Parik, and massive problem from John Quigg, Paul McLaughlin. And like, you know, going with even, you know, when you take on a job like that, you delegate jobs and stuff out there. You know, we CJ, a young boy at underage level, helped look after the footballs by Joe, you know, looked after the water, made our physio. And, you know, it's what would you say, it's becoming more and more professional now when you run a senior team. So, and good backing from the club too. They're delighted to see it too. Like, so it's a good day for everyone involved in the club all around. And
yeah, when you start,
what would you say, I'm over the moon.
When you started out, suppose at the start of the season, you know, there was a couple of goals down in paper, I would say, and you've got two of them. You know, when you reflect on the year, it's been a long year. It's been a tough year, week in, week out. And, yep. And as you've indicated, like any show in football, it's very competitive.
Oh, and a show in league is very, very competitive. Like, and we know it's going to be even bigger next year, like, because everybody wants to take their scalp and that's that, like, so. Listen, we're going to sit down and chat now next week, myself and Quigg and Paul, and we'll take it from there and see what's going to happen. Like, they're a great bunch of fellas, these boys. That, like, they left everything on the pitch. Just the effort they gave was just unbelievable. So we'll see what happens now. Like, and, you know, it's a massive commitment to take it on for another year, but hey, listen, Quigg and Paul, they love football. So we'll see what happens. Like,
it could be an easier conversation after bringing the double back to Greencastle this year.
Yeah, we went back to Shanty last night. We had a good celebration and food was all laid on. And that's just all about, you know, it's been a tough few years with the COVID and stuff like that there. And, you know, it's not about the players too, the spectators too and stuff like that. A lot of boys come and support us every match. And it's for them too, like, and what would you say? Chaplain, it's just great for everyone involved in the club and it brings a smile to people's faces. And after what's been a couple of tough years, like, and delighted for everybody involved. Nigel there is 37 years of age, and there's some talk about next year, boys, and no man gives more Nigel. Like, he's a great ambassador for the club, and he trains hard, and he's talking to the young players all the time. And so, listen, mate, we move on, and we'll discuss what happens next year, maybe next week and stuff out there, because you're looking forward to the wee break there from football, here ahead, and we'll just see what happens in it. You know what I mean?
You've been there with Greencastle since 1986. Pat, I suppose I sense that you're going to be there again next year.
No, see, Park, I'm saying nothing yet. Like, I mean, yeah, I'm not for clubs since 86, since the club was formed in 1986. And, you know, Thomas Lake was the man got the club going there. Involved a lot of good boys, Duncan there, Stevie Harrison, Paddy Hannon, and Joe Kelly, and Sean Cavan there's resurrected, you know, the Gears football. Like, he's doing a great job there. So that's it. It's a great club. It is a mass commitment. I haven't decided what I'm doing yet, and we'll just wait and see. I'll chat to John Quigg, and I'll chat to Paul Mullaghan now in the next few days, and we'll take it from there.
Good twist.
I know my mother will kill me if I take it off in a year. So she knows what's involved there, because, you know, the amount of phone calls you get, and it's about organising stuff yet. Like, and it takes a lot to keep the club going, and yeah. I wouldn't want to see it down the drain. Like, that would be great, because we have a great bunch of players and a good squad, but you'd love to see somebody step up and say, and take it on and bring the club forward. So hopefully Craig and Paul will stay on, and myself, and we'll take it from there.
Just reflecting on your team this year, very strong across the middle, Greencastle, very hard to break down this year from reports from a lot of teams.
Very quiet man of team, you know, DJ Callan, what a player. Like, DJ suffers a lot of injuries and stuff there. He's a great playing player, he read the game very well. Gavin Harkin, unsung hero, you know, works his ass off, first boy in the training pitch, and doesn't get the credit he deserves either. Like, we brought in another young boy, we brought the Jack Coyle from Derry, Liam Coylestone, brilliant jumpler, works hard, and he just loves it down here at Greencastle. It's going to take a lot to get him away from our club. And when you go through the middle of the team, you know, that's how I always, when I first took on the job 7 years ago, you say, right, you get Michael Barr, you get James Henry, you get Nigel McGonigal. Wow, what a, like, you look at that there, middle, and that just lays the foundation, like, and them three boys are still rocking, like, so, like, unbelievable. That's just, like, I say, them three boys there, like, you know what I mean? James Henry, I always feel when you have James Henry in your team, you can win any game. That's how I feel with James Henry.
And you're talking about just, I suppose, your experienced players, but that allows your younger players maybe coming into the setup to flourish, really, and takes that pressure off them.
Yeah. We've brought in young Brendan McLennan this year, and young Shimmy McLaughlin, Shea McLaughlin, Nathan Harkin, and outstanding talents. And you know, them boys will bring the club forward. You know, young Shimmy come on yesterday, 17 years of age, come on here for the second half yesterday, and you know, outstanding. And that's right. Then boys will bring the club forward too, and there's a lot of good young players coming through there too at Greencastle, like, so at underage level, you know, the boys are doing great work at underage level there, Duncan and Stevie, so there's a great future there with the club, so we'll take it from there. Parry, you know, and what did you say, we'll go out and celebrate today, we're going to meet the boys then later on for a few pints, and we'll take it from there.
Well, look, that's what I was going to indicate. After doing the double, there's definitely a day or two celebration to be had. So look, Pat, you can sit back and reflect today and enjoy the next couple of days, because these days are what it's all about.
Yes, Park, I'm going to enjoy it. First of all, I'd like to thank the committee, the players, and my sidekicks, Paul and John. What has been just an unbelievable year. And just, you know, I can't thank them enough. Like, and listen, mate, the club backed me through and through. And we'll see now, actually, over the next couple of days, what's going to happen next season. But, I love Irish home football. I love Irish home football. And I'd all go out and enjoy a match on Sunday, go out and match on Sunday, involved or not involved. So let's just enjoy the next couple of days, and we'll take it from there.